The word today is lighted. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The birth of Jesus is described in John's Gospel as a light coming into a dark world. The darkness that John speaks of is caused by sin, and it is like being in a deep cave without light, a deadly situation. God's Son, Jesus, came to earth to bring salvation, which is like a light provided for those who are trapped to escape certain death. Here with more on this comforting topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Lighted.
We are coming up to Christmas, one of the most exciting times of the year for the Christian. I'd like to wish you a blessed Christmas, and let's talk about creation. God's creating the universe, the earth, and all of the life in the world. And you might be thinking, why would we be talking about the creation when it's Christmas time? Properly understood, Christmas begins at creation. And you might understand that it's a little bit strange way of saying it. But what I mean to indicate is that the world and its creation leads to the coming of Jesus and our salvation. If there was no creation by the Lord, there wouldn't be any redemption and salvation by the Lord. We know that Jesus was involved in the creation of the world from John chapter 1, because this gospel starts with this same phrase that is used in the first book of Moses in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what Genesis 1 says. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, Jesus is the person who's indicated by that term Word that John is using here. And he says in verse 3, through him, meaning Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. It was the problem of the fall into sin, humans sliding out of perfection and into corruption, that forced Jesus or caused Jesus to need to come to this earth and offer himself as Redeemer, as the one who would go to the cross and pay the price of our sin, make atonement, it's called, to right the wrong, to fix the problem. And it took his sacrificial death in order to pay for our sin. So Christmas and Easter and Good Friday and the whole account of Jesus coming as a human was for the purpose of suffering and dying and then rising again for our redemption. John discusses the coming of Jesus, what we call Christmas, in terms of light and darkness. He talks about in verse 8 or so, he himself, referencing John the Baptist, was not the light. He came as a witness to the light. Well, that light was Jesus. In verse 9 of John 1, it says, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. In verse 10, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. How sad it is when people don't even receive their creator, their maker. Jesus came on a rescue mission to bring light back to this world. You might think of it almost like a military operation. Jesus came in order to conduct warfare against Satan and the demons. There is a literal war that is going on over our future, over our salvation. Jesus came in order to bring the light of God to us. You see, we had that light in the beginning before the fall into sin, but once humankind disobeyed God, the lights went out. Suddenly, our hearts were darkened with sin, and it was sort of like being in a cave. I don't know if you've ever gone deep into a dark cave, but it can be a scary experience, and you're reliant on your light source. You might have a proper flashlight. Sometimes people use torches in the past to go into caves. You really relied on that light source, and if anything happened to it, it could be a deadly situation. Jesus has come into a sin-darkened world where we lost the purity, the perfection. We had been made in the image of God, and there was a blessed innocence, so to speak, about humanity. But once Satan worked his poisonous distrust and disobedience, our hearts were darkened with sin. And therefore, we need to have the light rekindled. That's how John describes it. And he describes Christmas as the light of God coming into a darkened world. In verse 10 and 11, he says, though the world was made through him, that's creation, the world did not receive him. How sad. I hope that you will do the opposite. Instead of rejecting Jesus, instead of having a calloused heart, I hope that you will welcome him. I hope that you will want to have God's illumination, that you will invite Jesus into your life, that you will say, I want to be a follower of Jesus. Because Christ brings you eternal life, salvation. John talks about this in chapter 3 of his gospel. Many people know John 3, verse 16, and Christ is talking, and he discusses his purpose for coming. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Many Christians know that verse. But what's interesting is what follows. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And then John talks about a verdict. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. As we celebrate Christmas, this is the event where God the Father sent Jesus Christ, the light of the world, into this sin-infested place in order to forgive our sins, to bring us redemption. And every one of us makes the decision whether we will receive Jesus or not. And I sure hope that you will repent of your sin and receive Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. He is the means of gaining a proper relationship with God and having eternal life. There are many who don't understand intellectually, and you may even have questions about all of the teachings of Christianity, but you don't have to have all the answers. All you need to do is to know that Jesus Christ, God's Son, divine, became human, took on human flesh. And so he was fully man and fully human. He did this so that he could die for us and provide forgiveness of sins for us. And because he was more than just another guy, he was able to rise from the dead, to defeat death, to defeat Satan. That's the beautiful story of salvation in Jesus. Everyone who trusts in him is granted forgiveness of sins and a promise of resurrection from the dead, our resurrection, that we do not have to stay dead, but that we can be reconstituted, remade, and get the gift of eternal life in heaven with God. Christmas, then, is part of a larger account, a larger history that reaches way back to creation. Jesus was there as one part of the Godhead at the creation. So he was really coming in order to save his own people. What love is that? Isn't that fantastic? It's divine love and mercy that made God sacrifice his own son in order to save us, to redeem us. And I always remind us that this is not weakness on God's part to allow humans to kill him. This was by design. This was by plan. Christ satisfied the wrath of God the Father on sin by offering himself. He took the blows. He took the punishment that we deserved. And the only one who could do this is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's just a fantastic thing. When you celebrate Christmas and you see the Christmas lights, whether it's a candle that is lit in your home or whether you have a tree with lights on it, remind yourself that Jesus is the light of the world. He came so that your darkened heart and sin could be cleansed, could be remade, renewed, and that you could have God's light and spirit within you. What a joyful message. I hope that you will have a very joyful Christmas as you remember Jesus, the light of the world who has come to you for your salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.